In this session, we're going to return to the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats analysis, using that four quadrant matrix. And we're going to look this time at opportunities. Opportunities. Now, I have said at the beginning of this series of sessions, this section of sessions, that opportunities tend to be those things external to your business. But I'm actually going to swap that around for a moment. I'm going to change that slightly. Because I think we should start looking for opportunities within our business, within the existing client base that we've developed and built. You see, within the existing client base are going to be clients who, if you just look at them in a different or new or more energized fashion, if you just spend more time developing the quality of the relationship, that relationship could be developed further, and there are things that they may wish to do that you're helping them plan to do that you've really never addressed yet. You've never got down to what could be done next with them. Secondly, there might be clients within your client base, within your existing even top 50 clients, where you simply have ignored them or not spent and devoted the energy and time to them that they deserve as your clients. And there may be relationships there that are on the wane, even to say some of those clients may be on their way out of your business to a competitor. Unless you analyze and focus internally on the opportunities that already exist in front of your nose, you may miss that waning relationship. Finally, there may be opportunities for you to do new things with your clients, to introduce new services to your existing clients that you'd never really discussed with them before. Maybe, for example, you have cash flow forecasting capability using new software that you never had before. That could be a completely new service to regenerate and revitalize the quality of the relationship within the existing client base. So internally, there are always opportunities that you and I are simply not addressing. And we need to address those unless we're to lose the quality of the relationship and maybe lose the relationship altogether. One more comment I would make about looking for opportunities internally. You know, there are some clients that shouldn't be there. And I now advise my clients, my inner circle members of the advisor gym, to look at their existing client base and look at the bottom 10 or 15 clients and always ask this question every year. Should those clients be there and should they be consuming time, energy, resources and money within my business to look after them? Yes or no? And frequently, the bottom 10 or 15 will answer as you examine them and their profitability or loss-making capability to your business. The answer will be no. You should really be releasing those people from your business. And so there's an opportunity to create space, more time for you and your support team, to release energy from relationships that are consuming you unnecessarily, and to then redirect that energy to more profitable work with the fullest meaning of the word profitable. Obviously, as we look at opportunities, we have to address the external world, because that's where many opportunities are crying out for you to meet with your particular, peculiar genius and skill. For example, there may be changes in the economy going on, and many of these will throw up new opportunities that you've not considered before, or that your potential clients had not realised how much they need you until this new economy came about. There may be changes in legislation and regulation, either in your industry or in other industries, which may threaten them or give them great opportunity to expand and grow, that then you can help them in that particular period of change. So all the time there are opportunities around you. As we further consider opportunities, I think what I'm saying is you need to look out for unsettled communities and groups where change has unsettled the way they've lived for quite some time and worked for quite some time. I have mentioned GPs, I have mentioned dentists. You know, communities where external forces have forced them to change, therefore caused them to rethink, how should I run my business and my life? And at that time, at this point of change and insecurity and vulnerability, they seek external advice, counsel and help. You are one of those advisors that they're likely to be seeking, if only you were there. Another opportunity is where you're shrewd and astute enough to spot weaknesses in your competitors and fill those gaps. Things that they're not doing that well, or only doing adequately or with mediocrity, and you suddenly come in with excellence in that area and look completely different to your peer group who've just become complacent and comfortable. These also are opportunities. Before we conclude this session on opportunities, I'd like to leave a personal experience with you that I think points out a really wonderful principle. That is networking and alliances. Networking and alliances. That is working temporarily or over a long term with businesses who have superb skills that you simply do not possess or which you're not interested in possessing. So working with other professionals that can deliver a much bigger service to your clients than you could by yourself. Where you don't employ them, you simply work in alliance or joint venture with them. I did this many years ago and got into a situation where I was working with accountants and company formation companies or agents, and we put together packages with solicitors, and together one-on-one made far more than three, and it created a business that multiplied and grew within 2 years to something like 10 times its original size and revenue and profit. It was quite an exciting time for me, but it showed me the power of networking with other businesses, joining together, asking the question, what does this client target market really want that I can't deliver? And if I could join with other professionals to deliver those things, would that then enhance my business opportunity? Frequently, the answer is yes, it will.